The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here's today's host, Dan Ruzanowski.
Welcome to Salt Lake City, Utah, home of the Utah Mammoth, where tonight the San Jose Sharks take on the Mammoth for the first time of only three meetings this season. Special guest today on the Morning Skate Show, Jamal Mayers, who will be doing the color commentary with me on tonight's broadcast, which starts at 5:30 Pacific time. Reminder that this game is televised on ESPN Plus, so we invite you to sync up our Sharks Audio Network broadcast with what you're seeing on TV if you are tuning in that way. Otherwise, we'll see you the normal way. Now that all that's done, Jamal, how about this place, what they've done here?
It's remarkable. In such a short amount of time, they've kind of reconfigured the lower bowl. As you know, there was kind of an abrupt stop, hard stop on either end, and now it's more of a bowl-like atmosphere that's conducive to hockey, and so much better for the fans. And I know that there's plans to continue the renovation up into the upper deck, but it looks amazing.
Well, the Sharks are coming into game number four of the regular season. Each game they've played has had a very different character. We've had liftoff. We're en route on our journey to 82 games. And to take a page out of the movie Apollo 13, I want to ask you from your perspective, what about the spaceship so far is good?
Well, you know what? I think they've done a lot of good things. And the first two games, they should have won. And, you know, you take away the last 100 seconds, and those are two wins. Unfortunately, you're then up against one of the best teams in the league defensively that plays a very structured game, particularly on the road in Carolina, and you know things were going well until the last half of the game. So a lot of lessons to take out of it. There certainly has to be a sense of urgency to get that first win, and hopefully we can bring some good vibes like we did last year, remember, partner, where they came back in epic fashion to win in overtime.
That's right. You and I were here for the first victory. Alex Wennberg, an amazing overtime goal, great comeback. Yeah. And here we are once again in Utah. But I want to ask you about that sense of urgency. And I talked to Coach Ryan Warsawski about this on Coach's Chalkboard, which everybody will hear later on today. And that is the sense of urgency that you have to have at this stage of the season and the role of the veteran players in helping, shall we say, amplify that inside the dressing room. How do you do that without it looking manufactured? How do you do it in a way that it's effective and that'll help?
First of all, is it with your play? You play with urgency, you play understanding the time, the score, the situation, and you play committed to doing the right things as an individual. That then helps your line, that then helps your D-pairing, your partner, and it kind of builds out from there. So I think that it's okay to talk about the expectations. It's okay to put pressure internally to get that victory. It's okay to be hard on people, to be hard on each other. I think that's what a lot of winning teams have, is they have all those ingredients and the awareness and understanding and the trust that you can, you know, keep each other accountable. And I think that's not only on the coaches, that's on the veterans and the players in the room to establish what the standard's going to be for the season and keep each other accountable to that standard.
How do you do that when you're off to a slow start and the seeds of doubt could start to kind of creep in?
Well, you have to show mental toughness, and the best form of mental toughness is playing with a relentless style, a relentless passion, a relentless effort. And it's not about second efforts. It's about third and fourth efforts. And that, would be the focus, is if you feel like you're doing enough, it's not enough. And, you know, that's the difference between teams that find a way and teams that lose. In my opinion, is when you think you're doing enough, you're not. So, you know, I think that if they have that mindset collectively, they can get themselves and find themselves getting on a roll and trying to create an identity as a group. And I think it's difficult because your best player is also your, you know, 19, but it doesn't take much to watch Mac, and if you're a veteran guy, it doesn't matter how old you are and you're on the bench, that's the standard of compete that we should start with.
Well, that's a good place to go, and I'm looking at the young kids that have been joining this team this year. One of them is on the ice right now, Michael Misa. He's not going to be playing tonight, but Sam Dickinson is in, and part of that is because of what happened in the last couple of days in practice. Shakir Mukhamudulin has an upper body injury that's going to keep him out. Otherwise, he might have been in tonight, and so that means that Sam Dickinson gets, I guess, a reprieve from a subpar night from his standard and an opportunity to get out of that. When you're looking at that as a 19-year-old as he is, what does that do to your mind?
Well, I think you're going to find out a lot about the individual, right? How he responds tonight tells you a lot. And I think that, you know, adversity, discomfort, all those things are the only way that growth happens. So there are going to be tough times. There are going to be tough moments. It's more important how he responds in tonight's game, how he responds in those moments that will really define who he is as a player. And he's been through adversity before. This is not the first time. So I'm excited for him. I think it's great that he gets an opportunity, however it comes about, whether it's because of injury or otherwise. And it's probably incumbent on him to make sure he's ready to go and have everyone forget about that effort the other night and focus on the next game. I think that is a really good opportunity for him.
Also a big night for Yaroslav Askarov, who gets the start in goal. And you got the back-to-back situation where the Sharks are here in Utah tonight, tomorrow against Pittsburgh. So it looks like Alex Nedeljkovic is going to go against his old team, which kind of makes some sense. He's also the veteran guy that's certainly prepared to deal with the stresses of being that second game of back-to-back. But don't you think that tonight's a big game for Askarov to take a step forward to?
It is. I think it is. I think I'm not putting words in the coaches' mouths, but I think they're kind of hoping or wanting one of them to take a stranglehold on it and go on a little bit of a run, be rewarded for, you know, stealing a game, taking the reins and playing well and getting the victory. And I think that internal competition is healthy. I think that that's a good thing for this group, good thing for both goaltenders, and all it is opportunity for them to take a hold of it.
More internal competition coming, too, from a waiver claim made from the Washington Capitals. Vincent Iorio, defenseman, who actually kind of coincidentally played his very first NHL game against the Sharks in a Caps uniform a couple of years ago, got picked up. So that means there's more people for the coaching staff to choose from on defense, especially when Tim Liljegren, who's on the IR, now comes back to health, when Mukhamudulin gets healthy again, and John Klingberg, who's not playing in tonight's game, also gets healthy again. That internal competition's got to be a good thing, but this guy's coming from a good organization, and he's got two Calder Cup rings to help himself in terms of being prepared to be a full-time NHLer. In my mind, that's a big deal.
It is. You can't underestimate or understate the winning pedigree is certainly important, and excited for him and his opportunity. However it comes about, whether it's injury, waivers, however, seen lots of guys over the years take advantage of those opportunities and turn them into a long career.
Well, he's got size, he's right-handed, and he's well over 200 pounds, and his name is Vincent. So I guess if you're a right-handed shot defenseman on the Sharks, you have to have the first name Vincent, and you got to be a big guy, because Desharnais is getting in the game tonight, too.
Perfect. Let's go, Vinny.
Final thought about today. In the spirit of the movie Apollo 13, with which we started the show, Dylan Gunther is a guy that can give you a pause and say, Houston, we've got a problem, because of the way he is. Also, Clayton Keller still looking for his first goal of the year. Another guy that's very dangerous against the Sharks. What about this game tonight?
Yeah, there's some tremendous amount of skill, obviously. You can't leave out Logan Cooley as well, who's another young player up front that's dangerous. But I think that Gunther is a guy who will be a 40-goal, 50, potentially 50-goal scorer in this league. Tremendous release, finding ways to score in different ways. You are going to have to know where he is on the power play. He has a shot, not very many guys, maybe 10 guys in the entire league, that can score from the top of the circles with a wrist shot. He's one of them. And he's going to be a lot to handle, and they've got a lot of skill up front. And I think that if you make the game harder, play them hard, that's where you're going to have the advantage, is is muck it up a little bit, make it a little bit of an ugly game because I don't think they want it in there.
Well, it's going to be a fascinating confrontation tonight. It's our only visit to Utah this year, and Jamal and I will be on the air at 5:30 Pacific time on the Sharks warm-up program, followed by the play-by-play with the Sharks and the Utah Mammoth. Sync us up to the national television feed by using your DVR, and we will see you at that time. Until then, that's the Morning Skate Show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.